Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jay Jaffe, Fangraphs, MLB Network. And Jay, thank you for making me throw up when I just saw your retweet of that clam chowder popsicle. Who would think to do something like that? And I like clam chowder, but that's the most – I'm literally looking at it wanting to vomit as I just happen to look at that right now.
As of Wednesday and through the end of next week, I'm on Cape Cod.
Yeah.
So I'm in the land of the New England clam chowder. And I just thought that was so funny. I like chowder too, but that is such an unappealing thought. But it was at the same time funny enough that I thought I had to share it with my Twitter feed.
Yeah, no, that was a good call. It was a good call. By the way, you know, speaking of unappealing, let's talk about the Indians lineup because obviously it's been horrible. We knew on paper it wouldn't be good. But I didn't think it would be this bad because obviously I didn't think Jose Ramirez would be as bad as he's been. He's now hitting .198 with a .586 OPS. I know he struggled the last 6 weeks of last season, so there was some track record of struggle at the end. But he'd been so good for 3 years before that. You know, baseball's a weird game, Jay. We see guys fall off a cliff sometimes and you can't explain it. But rarely at this young an age. I don't know if anybody has an explanation. What is your best explanation as to why Jose Ramirez has been this bad?
Well, my former colleague at Sports Illustrated, where I worked for 6 years, just had a piece that came out earlier this week, and he had several comparisons, and he dated it back to August 18th of last year.
Right.
And he showed that, basically that Ramirez stopped being able to hit fastballs. The split he has is .336 before that. .190 since. This is for 2017 and 18 up until August 18th and since. So the sample sizes aren't quite the same, but obviously there's a big difference there in the performance. Also, seeing the shift about three times as often since that point, batting average on balls in play is down, exit velocity is down, and hitting a lot more pop-ups. And I think what it comes down to is that there's obviously a psychological aspect here that's carrying over into his mechanics. And, you know, I think it's the old cliche, trying to do too much. You know, he's seeing the shift and he's trying to outwit the shift and that it's not working for him. And that, you know, there's probably some element of pressing. That's what I take from it. I mean, baseball is a game of adjustments. And when you show you can do something, and then the opposing team finds a weakness, sooner or later, if that tactic works, word spreads, especially in this day and age when you've got video and you've got all the analytics. And I think just more and more teams know, you know, that they can get him out this way. And he has not made the necessary counter adjustments to rebound.
Yeah, it's really amazing. But, you know, we've credited this front office so many times in the past. You know, for years they made – most of the moves they made were really good. But, and I know they had their hand forced by an ownership group that decided in the middle of a playoff run they were going to cut payroll, which was, to me, inexcusable. But, again, even without the Ramirez struggles, this lineup still would not have been good. And, I think the front office has got to take some blame. Is that fair in this case?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I just did a thing – for the ESPN Plus platform, which means it's behind the paywall.
Yeah.
It's going to run on Monday, and it's basically a rundown of all 30 teams looking at their lineup's performance to date and using the projections that we produce at Fangraphs going forward. And I have the Indians 21st out of the 30 teams there based on that mix. They've gotten replacement level work out of their outfield. That includes center field, where I think, you know, I praised the Leonis Martin trade last year. Unfortunately, it didn't work out because of that, you know, that life threatening illness that he got. But I thought that the Indians really needed to do much more to bolster the production that they were going to get from the corner outfield. They belatedly signed Carlos Gonzalez. That didn't work out. I wrote about that at length at Fangraphs a few weeks ago. That's been a really big problem for them, just getting absolutely nothing out of that outfield, including, you know, the combination of offense and defense. The other thing I would point to is the persistence of Jason Kipnis at second base. Oh. I mean, he's, you know, what, in his third year out of four with really bad stats?
No, three in a row.
Three in a row. Yeah. It's, I mean, the guy was – I was an excellent player when he – you know, for a time. But, you know, they've just become prisoners to – you know, what was actually, I think, a relatively reasonable contract. And you know, I know they tried playing him in center field at one point, and, you know, when Ramirez was playing second base and all that, and it just hasn't worked out, and they haven't moved on. And I think that's been a real problem, too.
You know, right now they sit a game and a half behind Texas, who's obviously a bit of a surprise to be leading the second wild card. I think most of us would expect Boston to eventually win it. You know, the Indians could stand pat. There probably won't be buyers, but because they're close in the wild card, we'll see. My thought on it, Jay, and I'm curious your take on this, is I think they should – I don't think they should do a full sell. Like, I wouldn't trade Lindor here. I wouldn't trade – I obviously can't trade Carrasco or Kluber because they're hurt. But, like, I would trade Bauer and I would trade Brad Hand because I think I can get a lot in return for those guys. I'd get major league ready prospects if I can, assuming I can. Plus, I'm saving payroll on those two guys and Kipnis next year. I signed some short-term deals to make one more run with a pitching staff that, even without Bauer, if you have a healthy Kluber and Carrasco next year and Clevinger, could be really good. I'd make one more run of it, and then if I have to, I trade Lindor later. I wouldn't trade him at the deadline. That's what I would do. What would you do?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a pretty good outline. I think, you know, my temptation would be to see how quickly they get Clevinger and Kluber back, because I think you have a short window there where you see, you know, is this team better when these guys are back? You know, I guess it probably comes down to really the start of July, and you've got the whole month of July to evaluate that. And then, you know, if they haven't, you know, made a convincing move to close the gap on the Twins and to reassert themselves in the wild card race, you know, as likely favorites or in a strong position, then yeah, I think you do consider what you could get for Bauer, what you could get for, you know, for Hand, and maybe look to next year as giving it your final shot with elements of this core.
Biggest mistake for the Indians this offseason: not trading either Kluber or Bauer, although we don't know what they were offered. Not signing Michael Brantley, or making the trade that essentially, you know, the young players was Jake Bowers for Yandy Diaz. Maybe unfair to write off, you know, I'm not writing off Jake Bowers yet, but obviously Yandy's been great so far for Tampa Bay. What would you say was their biggest mistake?
I think, looking back, knowing what we know now, I think the Brantley move may loom largest, because they just never replaced that production. Yes, you could certainly argue that trading one of their starting pitchers was the right time, given that they had such depth there, and that they could have used that to fill one of the holes. You know, I understand you've got a budget, you've got to work around the limitations that ownership sets in Brantley. You know, but I didn't think Brantley's contract was unreasonable. I think you've got this wealth of pitching, you know, especially low paid club controlled pitching. That you could trade from. So I could go either way on that. Maybe it's trading Bowers. Maybe it's, you know, if the right offer comes along, or, you know, or Kluber or Carrasco, and maybe it's signing Brantley. It's a tough call there.
We're talking with Jay Jaffe, talking some baseball here. Jay, you know, CeCe Sabathia recently made his final start in Cleveland, and, you know, I thought 2013, 14, 15, I didn't think CeCe Sabathia was a Hall of Famer. Obviously, the last 4 years he's been better, not as much this year, but obviously 16, 17, 18 rebounded. And now it seems like he's gotten close. Based on your system, I see, you know, obviously he's short. You know, his career WAR is 63.4, which is short of the 73.2 mark. Anyway, he's a little short in your system in all three categories. But, you know, obviously guys don't vote strictly. We're using analytics more from the voters, but not everybody. Do you think CeCe Sabathia will be a Hall of Famer?
I think in time he will be. As much as I talk about, you know, especially the analytics stuff, my JAWS system, one thing that I've been saying over and over again is that there is going to be a reckoning, or there will need to be a reckoning when it comes to the workload constraints that are placed on 21st century starting pitchers. The five-man rotations. And the pitch counts and for young pitchers, the innings limits and things like that.
Yeah.
And now we've got the third time through the order thing as well. All of those things, I think, are limiting the number of innings that these pitchers can throw. CC has proven very adaptable in this era, but, you know, to becoming basically what we call a five and fly pitcher, or five innings, six innings at a time, and, you know, no expectations, he's going to still be there. In the eighth inning, fourth time through the order. And he's adapted well, with regards to, changing repertoire as his fastball, has declined. I think, when I look at him, I see the resilience. I see, he's the third lefty to 3,000 strikeouts, and there's something to that, given how few lefties have stuck around long enough just for, out of luck, more than anything else with injuries. I'm going to have a vote as of the 2021 ballot, so I'll be voting when he hits the ballot. My strong inclination is that I'll vote for him. I don't think he'll be anything close to a first ballot selection, but I do think that he is going to get significant support and that it could build over time.
We're talking with Jay Jaffe, FanGraphs. He's on MLB Network as well. Jay, more impactful move, Craig Kimbrel to the Cubs or Dallas Keuchel to the Braves?
I would say probably Keuchel to the Braves. Just the sheer innings footprint is likely to have more impact, and I think that Braves team really could use a big veteran in the rotation.
When you going back to the potential trade of Brad Hand with the Indians, you look at obviously Boston, Tampa Bay. I don't think the Indians would trade him to Minnesota, but they could use a closer as well. Certainly Atlanta, maybe even Philly, although Nerys has pitched really well. And even a team like the Dodgers would probably be interested in Brad Hand as a setup guy, right? So, like, there would be high demand. I would think, especially with his controllable contract, not a lot of money, I would think they could get a haul for him, couldn't they?
I think there's sometimes a tendency to overestimate what a single player will bring at the trade deadline. But relievers are always in demand. Every team who's contending feels like they have to go out and get at least one. Because if you don't do that, if you're a GM and you don't do that, you're perceived as not doing your job.
Right.
I mean, it's a reality. And Hand could be one of the most desirable options out there, given his track record and given the fact that just everybody will need one. And, whether it's lefty or righty, somebody who can plausibly step in and close, he'll be in high demand for sure. If the Indians do go that route, they will probably come back with something of substance.
Most likely team to win the World Series today?
I'd have to say it's the Astros, so long as these injuries that they've got to Springer and Altuve and Correa, play out normally as opposed to, complications lingering.
Jay, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining me.
All right, sure thing. Thanks a lot.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.